Exam preparation. Listening practice 7. Big business in fakes. You are going to hear a conversation about an illegal business. Listen and answer the questions.
Hi, Megan. Come on in. Wow, that's a gorgeous handbag. Hey, I don't believe it. It's a Gucci. It must have cost a fortune.
Hi, Nicole. I'm glad you like it. A Gucci bag like this one would normally cost over £2,000, but you know I haven't got that kind of money. This isn't really a Gucci. It just looks like one. It cost me £65. That's nothing for a bag like this.
But it's got the Gucci logo on it. Do you mean that it's a counterfeit? A fake?
So what's wrong with that?
It's funny. Someone just emailed me an article about counterfeiting. It's really big business nowadays. Wait a minute and I'll find it.
I think it's great. Now I own a designer bag and no one knows the difference.
Yeah, but it's illegal. Look, here's the article.
Oh, come on. Why worry about that? I'm not doing anybody any harm if I buy a fake. I'm just helping the guy who sells them and the people who work for him as well.
Well, it's not that simple.
Why not? As a matter of fact, I'm even helping Gucci. Look, I'm a walking advertisement. Someone who sees this bag might like it and be inspired to go out and buy the real thing.
Yes, but...
Anyway, they're not really losing customers. The people who buy the fakes aren't the same people who would spend thousands of pounds on the real thing. They haven't got the money. So what's the problem?
That's the way the designers used to think too, but not anymore. They say there are so many fakes now that it brings down the value of their products because they, you know, they become so common. Everyone's got one, so they're not special anymore.
I suppose that's true.
But that's not the worst thing about counterfeiting.
What do you mean?
The article says that a lot of the factories that make these things use child labour, and most of the counterfeiting business is run by organised crime. It's a great way for criminal organisations to make money instead of selling drugs and guns. Counterfeits are a lot safer because the punishments are much lighter.
Oh.
But that's not all. It says that even terrorist groups are running businesses in counterfeits to make money for their operations. Look, it says so right here in the article.
That's terrible.
Yes, and we're talking about billions of pounds.
Nicole, I don't believe it's that much. This guy was just selling bags off a blanket in the street.
Yes, but it's not just bags. There are fake designer fashions and shoes, cosmetics, watches.
Oh, and of course, there are all those pirate CDs and DVDs.
Yes, and computer games as well. But did you know that even medicines and car parts are counterfeited?
Hey, that could be really dangerous.
Right, especially when it's the brakes that are fake. There's no way of knowing if they work properly or not.
Where do they make all these things?
Let's see. It says here that a lot of them are made in Eastern Asia. Wow! In China they make 75% of the world's counterfeit products. But look at this list. They're not the only ones. There are factories in the United States and all over Europe. It's everywhere, including here in England.
Really?
And you don't even have to go to street markets to find them. They're sold in shopping centres, in ordinary shops, and on the internet as well.
That's amazing! They don't even try to hide.
But if you're talking about handbags, a really popular way to buy them is at a purse party.
A purse party? What's that?
Well, one woman has the handbags delivered. A purse is a handbag in American English, you know. And these parties started in America. And she invites everyone she knows to her house. The women come over, chat, have coffee and cake, and buy fake handbags. They don't think that they're doing anything bad. People think that as long as you tell them it's a fake, then it's okay to sell it. They don't realize it's still illegal.
Do they ever get caught?
Well, it's hard to catch people in private homes. Anyway, the police would rather look for the people who import the stuff. You know, the ones who bring millions of pounds worth of products into the country. But it has happened. It says here that a housewife in Detroit was arrested for having a purse party.
Well, now I'm not sure I like my bag so much anymore. But it is beautiful.
Well, next time you'll know better.
Maybe. Maybe not.